Hi everyone, welcome to the Baking for Profit podcast. My name is Maureen Bilhakamari. I am a professional baker and a bakery business entrepreneur. In this podcast, I share baking for business tips, particularly geared to small-scale bakers, whether you have a small bakery shop or your home baker.
Hi bakers. So in this episode, I actually want to share something that I posted on my personal blog a couple of years ago. And I stumbled upon it and I just kind of wanted to share with you guys because I think this is really important. Now, this can work for any business, but to be honest, I am going to talk specifically to bakers and kind of maybe share some examples. So there's two main ways to increase sales. So today I'm talking about two ways to increase sales. Now, it's almost like four ways, but let me explain. So the first way you can increase sales is by increasing your advertising budget. So you can double, triple, quadruple it. Now, because I'm talking to small business owners, right? Small bakery shop owners, or if you're a home baker, this can be very tricky because you might be limited on resources, especially cash to be specific. And my other disclaimer for this is that you can double your budget, but if you don't understand your customer and your product, this is not going to help you. So this whole episode would only work if you understand your customer and you understand your product 100%. Know your niche and exactly what you're providing for them. So imperative. Please understand your product. Please understand your customers. So the first way of increasing sales is by doubling or tripling your advertising budget. That means you're going to reach more people. But for the rest of us who have slightly smaller marketing budgets, this second method is what I would suggest you use. Now, please note, this second method has three parts to it, and I'm going to explain that. So the first way is to increase your customers. So if you are only selling to 10 people a month, you need to start selling 15 people a month or 20 people a month, right? So decide, look at your marketing plan and your sales plan, see what you're doing. And if you're selling a cake at 2,000 shillings, like let's say one order is 2,000 shillings and you only have 10 customers, which means you're doing a sale of 20,000, you need to at least do 20 customers so that you're at least making 40,000. So one way of increasing sales is increasing the number of customers who are buying from you in a month. The second part of this strategy is to boost your average order value. Now, what does that mean? That means that if your order value is 2,000, let's say your 1 kg is 2,000, start selling more. Start selling your cakes more. So instead of having one order at 2,000, have one order at 3,000 or 4,500. Now you don't automatically have to increase the price of your cake. You can even bundle things together. Like you can start doing sales where you're doing a cake plus cupcakes, right? So that means that person's going to be doing 2,000 plus 1,500 or 2,000 plus 500. Find a way to increase each order value each time so that that person is buying more. So that, let's say you still had the 10 clients, instead of 2,000 per order, they would be buying 3,500 per order, which would make it more sales for you because they're buying, you know, they're paying more for the order. So just a point and note, you can increase your average order value. Now, this has a lot included, you know, obviously there's a lot goes into this. If you're going to increase prices, obviously as a customer, I have to look and see that this is a more valuable thing, but you can also again bundle things together or just give people incentives to buy more. Okay. Now, the third part of this second strategy is to increase purchase frequency. And especially for baking businesses or consumer businesses, this is very important. Instead of having your client buy once every 6 months, you can see if you can get them to either buy once every 2 months or buy every month. So this may actually mean that you might have to find a product that they can buy every month. Now, one of the things I'm always talking about is my Amari SOS offer, which is a small offer strategy. This means that you sell a smaller version of whatever it is that you are producing or whatever niche you're in. So instead of regular cakes, you can start selling cupcakes. And that means that somebody doesn't have to feel the need to buy a cake for an occasion. I can buy a box of four or a box of six cupcakes just for the weekend, right? So start having products that promote increased purchase frequency so that people are actually coming back to you more often, right? So the businesses that tend to last long, you'll notice, are businesses where customers have to keep coming back. For example, supermarkets, right? I have to keep going there every week, or like internet providers or something like that. So a bakery can do the same if you offer something that somebody looks and they can buy every week, every 2 weeks, or at least once a month, right? So come up with something that increases the purchase frequency in your business. So can you imagine if you're able to do all three in this three-part strategy? You would increase your customers, boost your average order value, and increase purchase frequency. Now, I'm going to give you an example of maybe something I'm doing. Like, we have this frosted cupcake brand that we've started. And if I was to implement this three-part strategy, here's what I'd do so that this is actionable for you. Number one, to increase customers, I could, for example, post more often on social media. Maybe include an aspect of paid advertising, like maybe a seven-day Facebook ad. I could also possibly start considering maybe using influencer marketing to help me increase my customers. That means more people are seeing my messages, which means more people are more likely to see my brand. The second part, boost your average order value, is I would bundle, or I'd start doing sales where I'd be like, hey, if you buy a box of six, you get a free box of four or something. Or like, we have another brand called Chiffon Cakes. I could tell people, hey, if you buy a Chiffon Cakes, you can also get a box of four cupcakes for like a slightly lower price. Or just start having something like, for a bakery that does multiple products, like maybe cakes and cookies, you can do, hey, if you buy a box of six of our cupcakes, you can get three cookies for this price, something of that sort, right? There's a time I did this, actually, to be honest, where we were selling chiffon cake rolls. And I would have somebody, if you buy a chiffon cake roll, two of them, you can buy a chocolate, hot chocolate bombs. We were doing this hot chocolate bombs. We still do. And you can get for them at like a lower price. So people actually ended up buying two rolls plus the hot chocolate bombs because they were cheaper, which means that they were spending more money. And the third part of this is increased purchase frequency. So instead of having people buy big things, I would just have them buy cupcakes every week. Be like, hey, buy your cupcakes for the weekend for your family. So I would see how I could promote my business. So instead of getting somebody just buying like a chiffon cake or just like a box of 12, I'd be like, hey, if you buy a box of 12 every week, I'm going to incentivize you and it's going to be like minus 200 each time. So I get you to buy it more often. And that means that you're actually spending more money over time in my business. So those are the three ways in the second method that you can increase sales in your business if you're not able to do the first part, which is double or triple your advertising spend. I hope this has helped you guys. This has helped me over time in my different business brands. And sometimes I remind myself and I'm able to actually use any one of these strategies to actually increase sales. I hope this helps. I will see you guys in the next episode.
Make sure to follow us on TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube at Baking for Profit Program, or if you're interested in baking and cake decoration tips, search for Baking with Amari.